I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously. This week on episode 63, we celebrate 100 reviews, and we talk about what we want for Christmas, and we review opening day of Phase 2 2018.
What's new, Nate?
It's cold, man. It's really cold.
Dude, I'm so glad you didn't say baby is cold inside to me.
For a number of levels there, yeah.
Why would I say that to you?
I don't know,
but it's like 40 degrees and raining today.
Ooh, that's perfect.
Like, that's
duck hunting
a real
weather.
Thing. Right, but I'm not duck hunting.
Oh.
Yeah, so
okay.
I'm just kind of like SOL on the cold.
Yeah, you don't look like you're enjoying it at all.
I mean, it's not great. Look, here's the thing. I don't love hot weather, like Florida hot, like 96 with 100% humidity type hot. I like cold weather better than hot weather. I'll say that. But at some point when you're just like, it chills you to the bone, like today. Today's one of those days where it just is like, it's just cold.
Mm-hmm. A wet cold is the worst kind of cold.
Yeah, just like a wet hot is a worst kind of hot.
Yesterday, it was in the 60s here, and I had a chill into my bones, and I could not get warm.
She put the heat on at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you weigh like 10 pounds, so, you know.
Needs to eat a cheeseburger.
It's just Florida. I eat cheeseburger. Leave me alone. Let's not make fun of each other's weights.
Whoa,
okay.
I got aggressive real
struck
fast.
A nerve there.
Struck a nerve.
I'll tell you what's new with me.
Yeah, I was
what's
getting
new
it.
With you?
You don't ever let us. You don't give us enough time to actually ask. You just like get pissed off and.
What's new with you, Trav?
So I've got three things that are new. Does that break all the rules?
It does actually. And if we were to present you with three new things, you would roast us over a spit.
Flip out.
First new thing that I have, disregarding everything you just said, is there was a correction in a review made this past week.
Reviews are my thing.
I know, but a person came back to a review and corrected his he made a revision. Like, revisions happen in reviews.
Yeah.
So you didn't do the revisions.
Yeah, huh, D would.
No, this is T-Con 10 came back and said, texted Travis this past weekend, Nate may have a point of the holiday movie draft. Die Hard came up under the holiday movie search on demand. First off, dude, who's searching holiday movies on demand?
Like, yeah, you pick out the movie you want. You don't just
search the holiday movie. That's amateur hour right there, Connelly. And secondly, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie by any stretch of the imagination. That's first what's new.
I don't really have a dog in that fight because I don't care either way, but people say it's a Christmas movie.
But they're, like, those people can be wrong.
That's fine. They can be wrong. I'm just saying.
I prefer to admonish them. Second thing.
All right.
Second thing.
Emily, are we done talking about movies?
Emily looks like I just ruined everything. Like, she just.
I'm back.
Second thing is, we're recording this on Saturday, so it's opening day of Phase 2. Had my first pay your age hunt this morning. We were not successful, but we did give it the old college try with newly minted friend of the show, Mr. Vance Pace, who made sure to let me know, to let Emily know that he needs to be a friend of the show, however that happens. Emily's created this little world wherein people become friends of the show, but she's given no criteria on how that works.
So, yeah, I don't really understand how it works either, but I guess if you get called friend of the show on the show, then you're a friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Mr. Pace.
Yes.
Welcome.
We had a great time in the blind. The ducks just did not cooperate. It was so still this morning. We didn't have any motion decoys out because I didn't want to do that. I thought it was going to push ducks. And as it turns out, it got dead calm still and it backfired on me. So anyway, you live and learn. It happens. Third, what's new? And this is probably the most earth shattering what's new for you two. I know who D Wood Nasty is.
Oh, snap. Frenemy D Wood Nasty.
Did you visit him in lockup?
He is. I will tell you, he actually is not in prison.
Oh.
He messaged me through another medium. I'm not going to tell you what, so you don't go find him. But I have revealed, it has been revealed to me who D Wood Nasty is. This is like me knowing who Clark Kent's real alter ego is.
I'm like, why would he reach out to you?
And not you?
Yeah.
Because they all reach out to me. They don't reach out to you.
That's because I'm a girl. Y'all are not going to offend
anyone.
They
don't reach out to me either. I don't get any reach.
Yeah, but they talk about how much they like your smile and your laugh.
They're,
hit, and
they're basically hitting on you two.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Trey Knight. Anyway, that's the other thing that's new with me.
Would you like to ask me what's new, like you make us do?
No, I've just learned my own transition. I just say, oh, what's new with me is, well, as though it was asked already.
Well.
You're not waving your arms in the air.
That's
like
fine.
He does all the time.
I don't need you because I have our listeners who have come through freaking, like, guys, if I could make you breakfast pizzas every day for a month, I would do it. Because we needed 100 reviews by the end of the year, and we are at, as of this recording, 105 reviews.
Boom!
And we met our goal, and I'm so thrilled. And we have winners of t-shirts.
We do, because now we don't have t-shirts
winners,
yet.
Wait.
We don't have t-shirts yet, but we do need you to reach out to us, and we will get you t-shirts.
Did you say winners, like plural?
Plural. Yeah,
it's because of the way the stupid iTunes thing works. We couldn't tell what was number 99 and which was one, or which was 100 and which was 101. They both came in simultaneously.
So they both are winners.
We
Thanks,
decided we had to be
iTunes.
Fair.
So we got a tie.
I would like to start reading through these reviews. We'll try to get through them as quickly as we can. The first one is my favorite.
Ever?
From someone called Old Popsy.
Yeah.
5 stars. This show really took off when that girl joined up. Found the funny.
Five out of five.
You don't say. All right, and then we got to our 100th review.
Being that is the reviewer was named Old Popsy, I'm guessing he's either related to you or senile.
Or both.
Yes.
So Nuclear Z, or Nuclears, you are a t-shirt winner. You need to reach out to us and let us figure out how to get you a shirt and tell us a size and all those things. They say, keep it up. Enjoy listening. Glad I came across the podcast. Even had to go back and listen to past episodes. Although I have never duck hunted, you've got me considering trying it out. Why don't you do a Pay Your Age duck hunt?
Because we're out of Pay Your Age duck hunts.
Maybe for our 100th person, you might consider.
Okay, yes. If you reach out to Emily and we can figure that out, I will.
Yeah,
I will shoehorn you in.
Okay, next one that's also a winner. You are a winner, Jeep Barn. Great show. Love that I can relate to all the family, friends, woods, water, outdoors. Keep up the great work. 5 stars. Thanks, Jeep Barn. And contact us so we can get your t-shirt size and get you a shirt. Oh my gosh, we have so many more.
Should we save some for next week?
I'll do a couple more. Marissa Roosh. Love listening. Keep them coming. 5 stars. Wade. I thought this guy was already a friend of the show. Wade Kinnett.
Wade's been a friend of the show. He came to the invasive plant management meeting with us. Like
But he's never left a review though.
He's OG.
Wade, let's not point out that you're late to the party. We'll just celebrate the fact that you showed up at all.
Let's not chastise Wade for leaving a review
point. If you love duck hunting, especially mottled, fishing, and not being serious all the time, this is the podcast for you. Good people, full of advice on and off the podcast. Oh, that's sweet. All right. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6 more. Should I save some of them for next week?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to save some.
Yeah, let's save some.
All right. This segment is taking over thanks to you, all of our friends of the show.
But keep the reviews coming as well.
Please.
Because
let's get to 200 before the end of the year.
Well, that's aggressive.
do we take our 200th reviewer out for a beer and a breakfast pizza? For breakfast?
We don't know if Aldi will ever have breakfast pizzas again. And we're down to one in the freezer.
We have one in
and
the
it's
freezer.
Going this week.
Yo.
It's happening this week.
No, we got to save it.
No, it's happening. It's duck season. That pizza is essentially eaten. Here's what I will say. Yes. Yes, we will do something amazing for our 200th reviewer. By then, we should have shirts.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a benchmark of absolutely nothing because podcast stats are the most ridiculous stats on the history of the world.
Ours stopped working this week.
Yeah, they just are it's just a mess. Anyone that tells you they know about podcast stats is lying to you. But here's the thing I do know. I checked out some other heard of podcasts in the both duck hunting and Florida and fishing communities. And we have blown the doors off of them on the reviews category, which is a pretty good indicator of listenership.
Our listeners are the bomb.
Yeah, you guys
diggity.
Have come through. And I want to say this. I went through and counted of our 105 reviews. We have like 81 or 82 of you guys that took time to actually write us a review. Like I looked at another popular podcast. They had they had 85 total reviews and they had only 15 people had written anything.
Oh, wow.
So thank you so much for your engagement and your participation in that whole.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Process.
Yep. Keep it up, though. We love to see it because we're in a group text. I think we mentioned this before, but we're in a group text. And so when one comes in, we usually screenshot it and send it to everybody.
Yeah.
And so it's like really, it's like a really good feeling because it's like, wow, people actually like listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not just our moms, right?
Right.
There's actual people like, out there that listen to us.
We have a gift party in our text.
Because our moms still have not left reviews, to my knowledge.
No.
None of our moms have left a review.
All right. Can we get this train back on the tracks?
Yes. I'm sorry. Real quick, before we do anything else, you know what started today? Duck season.
Phase two.
And with duck season phase two, I mean, we're only at the time of this recording, we're like 8 hours into it. Guess what we already have?
Do you even modeled, bro?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It took approximately
like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like sunrise and then it's like 7 o'clock this morning.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
Okay.
Was it the comment where they were like,
on it.
It has orange
feet. I tagged
feet.
You in a comment.
This is friend of the show, Ryan Briggs, who might be the funniest person on the internet, who posted what is clearly a merganser.
Common merganser. Not even like a hoodie. A common merganser.
Yeah. Not even a stud common merganser at that.
No.
With a hybrid or pure model. This is far and away, this is far from the first time we've had to call Ryan Briggs out on this segment in this show. But, Mr. Briggs,
do you even model, bro?
Model, bro.
Nate didn't.
I am not editing that out.
No, I said it. I said it at the exact same time you guys did.
It was like 10 minutes late on our delay.
Well,
then also today, Stephen Ray, Stephen with a PH, he spells it the correct way, much like my first name. Hybrid or not, FWC says yes, biologist says no. It's clearly a hybrid. It's clearly you got two white wing bars. I told him in my comment, you need to find a new biologist because that one has no clue what he's talking about. Mr. Ray,
do you even model, bro?
Oh, that sounded much better. Anyway, I just felt like it was important to get that. The people are anxiously awaiting this, I feel like.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, a game. Do you smell something?
I say we skip the game and push it back a week.
But I thought I smelled a foot.
Oh, really?
I thought I smelled a game and it was the foot.
All right, what's the game?
Well, it's a Christmas song draft, but if you think we don't need to do it this week, we can wait.
I think we should wait a week. Are you okay with that?
I'm cool with that.
I was right. Very ready for that one.
Well, let's do it then.
No, if it's fine. It's fine.
No, if you're ready, let's do it.
No, let's not. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Christmas gifts, right?
Oh,
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, Nate.
I mean, like, what we want for Christmas, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so last year we did an episode called What I Want for Christmas, and we did it as a two-parter, and we did it with the guys from Florida Fishing Products.
We did.
And it's still relevant in this day and age.
It is.
Because I'm pretty sure Nate did not get a Super Black Eagle 3 or whatever he asked for last Christmas.
No, not even a little bit.
So that's really cool. If you need some gift ideas, you can go back and listen to that. We'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. But we decided we were going to do what we want for Christmas 2018. That's what year this is, right?
It is.
And here are the four categories. So we're going to go around the table and we're going to say what we want, what we need, what we'll wear, what we'll read. Did you come up with that idea?
I did. Actually, well...
That rhymes. It does.
It's a Pinterest thing. It's actually a suggestion for parents with their children. If people are asking, you know, what can I get your child for Christmas or whatever? If you do those four things, you end up with less waste over time. Because it's not just toys upon toys.
That's pretty smart,
but I think it's a really good way of categorizing gifts for any, like, adults, too. Because sometimes you forget to be practical.
Or like podcast hosts.
Yeah. It's like a written segment just for us.
So who wants to go first? Did we draw straws backstage?
Nate and I drew straws backstage, and I'm going to go first.
Oh.
Yeah,
excellent.
You're going to go last.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's happening here. Is there a separate show called the Nate and Emily Show that I don't know about?
That would be.
Hey,
yes,
we should do that.
We have 106 ratings.
Right, yeah.
So my first thing is what I'll wear. And I don't have like a specific thing, but I've learned something over duck season phase one. I need a good pair of wader socks.
You just stole mine.
Sorry, Bubba. Because I was wearing, I was like, oh, I'm, well, we were going to go to Beef O'Brady's after that hunt. We talked about it on that show. And I was wearing like no-show socks to wear with my Crocs.
Amateur hour.
And I wore the no-show socks into the waders. That was a terrible decision.
Bad idea.
So I need some wader socks for my waders.
Those are actually on my Christmas list, like over the calf, like wool socks.
Isn't that just
those
a thing
are on
that like
my Christmas list?
Every
it's my need item.
Now it says it's not a sexy gift on your notes.
It's not a sexy gift. Like that's not a gift that anybody really like. It's like getting underwear or something.
Can
it's
I tell you socks, what my horrible brain did though? I was thinking of like women's apparel and hunting, and I was like, it would be hilarious if they sold like a garter belt set with wader socks. And they would like clip on the top of the socks.
I bet they would sell a million of them.
Sorry, that's not appropriate, but it's funny looking in my head.
No, we have a lot of female listeners that I think would go for that.
Really? Is that really what you think?
I think.
Well, ladies, give me your feedback.
But no, Nate, you were complaining about this the other day.
Yeah, so like the one, my waders, they're really tight around the ankle and they rub on my leg. Mm-hmm. And if like I have some socks that are taller than the boot part of the wader, but they get pushed down, you know, during the day. And so they rub really bad and they like rub a spot on the side of my leg. So if I had something that was like over the calf, it would stay up and help prevent that. So over the calf wool socks are on my list this year.
And let me say this. I tried last year. You guys got me the neoprene ones.
Yeah.
Do not get those. The wet socks neoprenes. They will cause your feet to sweat and you'll think your waders are leaking.
Wow, that's a lot of sweat.
It's a lot of information. But
well, the problem is neoprene isn't breathable, right?
Right.
But in wool, like wicks sweat away.
Wool's the perfect thing. Get some merino wool
you
socks.
Get wool.
Spin big
merino
on them and
wool.
Be happy.
Do you still have your neoprene ones?
Yeah.
I need to try them because I don't sweat as much as you.
You're welcome to them.
Put them in my stocking.
Hey, I'll do that.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Regift.
One gift down.
All right,
Nate, you're up.
All right. So I'm going to start with what I wear as well. I want some really good hunting/hiking boots. And I know you're a big Schnee's fan.
Yeah, except I can't say it.
Yeah, Schnee. It's Schnee's. But I found some called Crispy Boots, which is a really well-known brand out west. And the Summit GTX.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah, they look awesome. And from what I've read, the Crispies are like really, really comfortable and really rugged and just a really good quality boot.
Give me a price on that.
They're like $289.
Okay. They're $300 boots.
They're high quality stuff. I mean, they're good stuff. You know, normal price is like $320, but they usually run on sale about $289.
When I bought mine, I thought it was the most ridiculous expenditure I'd ever made. And we were working outside all the time and needed good hiking boots. And to this day, I mean, they're fantastic. They're just amazing.
Yeah. And that's what I've found. Like I get blisters real bad on my heels. So like I have a couple of pair of like nice boots, but they're not like this kind of nice. And you know, I always rub a blister no matter what I do. I got to put like six layers of Leuco tape on my heel just to stop it from rubbing. Mm-hmm. And so like, I'm just ready for like some really high quality, like hiking, hunting boots that I can wear, you know, in the North Georgia mountains, in the field or out west. You know, I just a good all around type deal.
I would say we haven't done a good office reference in a while, but I would say your feet are like Andy Bernard's nipples.
Wow.
And they chafe.
They chafe up when I'm run. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Oh God.
All right, Trav.
That's a fun. Oh man.
All right. I'm going to go since cure. You guys are not doing these in order. Since you're not doing them in order, I'm going to go with wear. And here's what I wish I could get for Christmas to wear. And that is a Cast and Blast Florida t-shirt or hat with an amazing new logo on it.
Yes. I think that's on all of our Christmas lists. Like, right now.
But it's not going to happen by Christmas. Like
It might happen by Christmas. I need to crowdsource you guys for a second. If you were going to choose, okay, there's two types of hats we could get. We can get a trucker hat or what they call a dad hat, which is kind of more cloth all around and has like the more curved brim.
Trucker.
Trucker hat.
And they're embroidered, and that's what you
mesh,
want.
Mesh trucker. Back, mesh snapback hat.
Okay. And if the choices were like black, navy, and white, or brown and khaki, those that would be adequate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that covers a lot of ground there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're happy with that.
All right. Well, now that I have some information from you all, that was basically like a little business meeting on the side.
Yeah.
We might have that set up sooner than later.
Excellent.
Thanks for coming, guys. Appreciate, you know, your input.
Anyway, that's what I want to wear. It's some cool Cast and Blast gear.
Now, the Cast and Blast shirts we have available today are the most comfortable.
They are.
Most awesome shirts ever. They're just, they don't have like our official new logo yet.
Yes.
But, and we have the Do You Even Model Bro shirts on our
which
site.
Which some of you need in a bad way.
CastandBlastFL.com. Just go to shop.
Just wear it every time you go duck hunting so you never are without reference.
You just whip your top off. All the ladies will get pumped up. And then you can be like, oh, let me just lay this wing against my chest. And boom. Duck boom. Identification done. Emily.
I just threw up in my mouth a little
bit. Would you like to go next?
What?
I would. So this is something on my need category. I've talked about sunscreen on the show 1,000 times. And I've noticed lately on Facebook, like all of these guys are taking their wives, girlfriends, whatever, hunting. So wives, girlfriends, let me speak to you for a minute. If you have not tried IT Cosmetics or IT Cosmetics or whatever, they have an SPF 50 sunscreen that is also like a foundation. And I know you're all going to be taking like selfies with your ducks that you shoot. So if you want to kind of have like a flawless finish, but still be protected, I am loving this sunscreen. And that is all I will say because the boys are starting to droop. And I know that
I'm sorry. I fell asleep for a second. What'd you say?
What?
I've lost them. But I will put a link to it in the show notes if you're listening and you're a girl. I'm telling you, like, and I've been through them all, especially any makeup with sunscreen in it. This is the best.
Let me ask you a question. Would this be a good gift for a duck hunter to get his or her wife that may not even listen to the show?
No.
No.
You don't get it as a gift because she has to go match her shade. It isn't like shade.
Right.
Like
skin tone
specific.
Is a thing.
Yeah. But they do have it in Ulta. So you can go in there and figure out your color and then order it online for cheaper.
Boom. Pro tip on top of pro tip.
Man, I'm just nailing it today.
You're up.
Okay. My need is... Oh, what do I do? I was going to go Ridge Monkey Bucket because that's a need. But I'm gonna go with a cast iron skillet. I do not own a cast iron skillet.
Oh, man.
And, you know, they're so versatile. You can cook so much stuff in them, and they're great for wild game or duck cook, you know, cooking ducks or even, like, frying fish and stuff like that.
Yes.
So,
fish fry.
Cast iron skillet is on my need list this year. Like a 10 or 12 inch, you know, with the handle, heavy.
Like a medium-sized cast iron skillet.
With a lid.
Yeah, I don't want like a huge one because I don't have a huge place to store it. Just like 10 or 12 inches, you know, heavy bottom, quality. Because you can't go wrong with a cast iron skillet.
That's a great gift.
I totally agree with that. I was blessed because I was bequeathed cast iron skillets from my parents and her parents.
I mean, I'm sure I could get bequeathed some, but... Then
they're
used
all,
a lot.
I got a cast iron Dutch
seasoned,
oven.
Though.
Yeah, they're oh god, it's the best, man. It's the only way to cook. My need was going to be waiter socks.
Sorry, love
but
that.
I feel like we've already devoted as much podcast space as any podcast has ever devoted to waiter socks. So I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
ahead.
We adequately covered that subject.
Yeah. So the thing I need most at this point then is a new concealed carry firearm. Like
that's a good one.
I don't know how broad our audience is, but I neither will confirm or deny if I own a concealed carry firearm, but I'm going to say I need a new one. And the one I really want is the same one you got last year, the little 6 hour, what is it?
P238. Yes. I love that gun.
It's
allegedly,
whether you have one or not, you know about it. I mean,
oh yeah, no, it's great.
You don't want the other one? I'm sorry.
The 938?
Yeah.
No, I think I want the 238
okay.
So that we have the same if we were to both have one.
Well, then you can interchange clips and
the magazines
ammo and all that good stuff, you know? So,
right.
No, I've held yours and it's awesome. It really feels good in your hand. It's small, it's compact, it's easy to carry. Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, I need that. I was thinking about it as I was wandering around in the marsh the other day without a firearm on me, that maybe I should have some sort of firearm on me.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's what I think that's my need category. Although I would also like to throw
snake killer.
new soundboard in there in the need category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a snake killer. It's an alligator scarer awayer. But yes, also a soundboard, maybe a new Mac.
Yeah. Also, we have lots of needs.
We do. But you know what? We got love, baby.
That's right. All right. Hey. Next round.
Hey.
We got two more. We got what? Once and reads, right?
Once
and reads.
Okay. Yep. Are you ready? I don't think you're ready for my want. I want a 20 gauge pump shotgun.
Oh, snap.
That's a good one.
I don't care if
it's
new. I just want it to work. If someone has one they want to hand down, my hands are out.
She's anti on the Weatherby.
I hate that gun.
She's anti on it. And here's why. It had the wrong, you know how it's got the little tube you put on there for high
little
or
cylinder
low
thing.
Loads?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it hasn't had enough rounds cycled through it with the high load, the heavy load on it. So we took it off, put the low one on, and it's throwing everything now. Like it's shooting like a dream.
Really?
It's like a dream come true. Yeah. But she's got so much animosity in her heart towards it.
She can't get over it.
She just, she's not ready to move past that. She's gone dark about that shotgun.
Yeah.
She's over it. She's done.
Yeah. And I understand.
Well,
would you like to expound?
Yeah, I'm kind of over the. That's a semi-automatic, right?
Correct.
I'm kind of over that. Like, I like my own rhythm of ejecting the shell and pumping it. Pump, 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 pump it up.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. Okay.
Okay? I'll go next. So my want is a Ridge Monkey bucket with the seat, like. I'm telling you, dude, I got to have one of those.
You're
things.
So impressed with that. Like, it blew you away, right?
I can't. Like, it's the ultimate hunting, fishing thing. Like, you can carry anything in it. Like, and you could, it's like a Yeti bucket, but not.
But square.
Right? But square and not $1,000. So, you know. I don't know. I need to have one of those suckers.
No, I appreciate your love for it because I feel like that's true because you don't have one. Like you could say, oh, Travis is supposed to talk about that or whatever. I really do love it, and I'm impressed as all get out with it. But, like, you've seen it in action, and you're like, that's cooler than crap.
Got to have one.
And I can't wait for fishing season because you know where it's going to be? In the boat going fishing with me every day.
Yeah.
With all kind of crap in it.
I was thinking about it this morning. You left one of the compartments inside of the bucket, like the lid to it, on the table here. And I walked out and saw it. I was like, that's exactly the size of a 12-inch sub. And it'll fit in that thing like perfect for the boat.
You could
put it in that compartment and stick the compartment with the lid on it in the ice chest and your sub wouldn't get soggy. Come at me right now. None of y'all know snacks like I do.
No, you're the snack. You're the snack queen.
Wow. All right, my want, because this was not my need, my want is I need a new everyday carry knife. So if I'm daydreaming on that, last year I said I wanted the Crooked River from Benchmade. Well, they came out this year with a mini Crooked River. It's a smaller version of it, more for everyday carry. And I would not recommend that if you're a guy that loses knives. But I've had the same knife for probably 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like I keep track of my knife pretty good. I know where it is at all times. So I'm ready for a... That's like the thing. You don't have to have it, but it's a thing I'd really like to have.
That's kind of on my need list this year because I'm bad about keeping up with knives. And I usually go cheap because if I get a Benchmade and I lose that thing, I'm going to be
devastated.
You know, I would like worst day of your life type thing, sort of. but I usually go like Kershaw, you know, middle of the road, like $30. Like it's got the assist opening, you know. That's kind of where I go.
I carry
those,
a Kershaw right now.
I do need a new one.
And Emily has asked for my Kershaw as soon as I get a new knife.
Yeah, I like that Kershaw.
And it definitely raised some eyebrows at a recent Ducks Unlimited banquet when I used it to cut my steak.
Yeah, I was jealous of it.
Yeah, because that sucker's, it's laser sharp. Razor sharp? Laser sharp. It doesn't matter. It's sharp. No matter how you slice it and dice it. All right, last ones. What do you want to read?
All right, so I would like to read the Garth Brooks biography that came out.
So would he.
Oh, man.
Is it by Chris Gaines and Garth Brooks? Did he write his own foreword?
It's by me and your mom. Okay. No, it's really, it looks really good. I haven't read it, obviously, but I would like to read it.
It's a biography?
Yeah, it's like an anthology book, and it talks about stories behind songs and tours.
It's not
an
it's not autobiography.
I don't know, Travis. I haven't read it.
Well, I was just wondering if that would be the first thing in his career that he's written.
Whoa.
Listen, I'm going to do a post on Craigslist later today for a Crooked River knife if anybody is in the market.
Dirt cheap?
Yep. $10.
No, baby, that's a great gift for you. The Garth Brooks thing that you said, the book thing, whatever it was.
Nate, what do you want to read this Christmas?
I want to read the Meat Eater Fish and Game Cookbook this Christmas.
Ooh.
Is that something you read?
Nah, I don't know, but I'm going to read it.
You're going to sit down
like,
and
I'm probably going to read it. Yeah. I literally am probably going to sit down and read it cover to cover. Because it's more than just cooking. It's like how to properly break down animals and muscle groups and, you know, birds and small game and big game and all kind of fish. And like apparently it's super comprehensive and really good. Just like anything that Meat Eater puts out. I mean, it's great.
Mr. Pace and I were talking in the blind this morning, and that's one of his big things about hunting is the meat. You know, he just enjoys eating the wild game. And he's wanted to kill a hog. He just moved back to Florida from actually where you're at, Nate, up in Georgia area. And he said he's really fast. He wants to make his own sausage. And I asked him, do you have a grinder? He's like, yeah, I got my own grinder and stuff. So it's amazing how many folks out there, like I didn't realize how prevalent that was, that there's such a fascination with the idea of, I mean, I knew it, but I didn't understand it.
Right. Yeah, no, there's a big movement now, like going into like processing your own game.
Right.
So, like, if you kill a deer, instead of taking it to the processor, you bring it home and you cut it up yourself and you make your own sausage and your own burger and your own jerky and, you know, you break your muscle groups down yourself. And so, and that's kind of what I like to do because I've made my own jerky and my own burger and stuff before. And so I think with this cookbook, it kind of goes in depth into some of that stuff, which I'm looking forward to reading.
Yeah. Is this a new one or is this the one that's been out for a while?
No, this is a new one.
Okay.
Man, I can for sure see you opening up your own like processing shop and having like a little thing outside the front, like where you can buy spices and already cut pieces of fresh game. And like, I just feel like I just had a vision for your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do like cutting up meat. Maybe I can start a side gig, become a butcher or something.
Man, I just feel
you'd
like,
be a great butcher.
Because you're just such, like, you have such a great, what's it called when you're like real chill?
Disposition?
Yeah. But you're so knowledgeable about this stuff.
3 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep.
I didn't get 8 hours of sleep, but that's sweet. It's duck season, everyone. We're all hanging on by a thread.
All right. My read that's actually, Nate's was pretty relevant. I have no idea what Emily's was about. My read is the same thing I mentioned last year, and no one will remember that, but it is a Hunter's Fireside book by Gene Hill.
You still haven't read that thing?
Yes.
Nope. I read it every year about this time. Because
I read like three chapters of it the other night.
It's a collection of columns by Gene Hill. If you don't know who Gene Hill is, he was a columnist for like Sports Afield and Field and Stream back in the 50s, 60s, 70s. I think he passed away in the late 90s, early 2000s. In my opinion, he's the greatest outdoor writer of our time. Like, he's fantastic. And so this is a collection of his columns. There's three or four books like this out there, but this is my favorite one. And it's really cool. You can set it by your favorite chair, and before you go to bed, pick it up and read a chapter. I mean, they're three or four pages at the most. Most of them are like two.
And it's writing, and it's the style of writing like you want to read outdoor writing in.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how to explain it, but like when you read it, you get it. Like, you know. That this is
it's
like
storytelling.
This is like older style storytelling type writing, and I really like it a lot.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So I highly recommend that book. I wish there was a way I could get commission off selling it, because I bet I've sold like 20 of them in my life. But it's just, it should be on, if you're looking for a stocking stuffer for a hunter, I bet you can buy it on Amazon for like 10 or 12 bucks. I mean, it's not a deal breaker or anything like that. It's a great, great book. You'll enjoy it.
Awesome. That is all of the things, guys.
That's our episode. Okay. Next week, let me just go ahead and tease this. Next week, before anything else, a game is the foot, and we're doing a Christmas song draft. Just go ahead and write that down.
Okay.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, God.
Stay woke.
Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast, where we officially have more than 100 reviews. Listeners, we love you. What can we say but thank you, and it's a Christmas miracle. For more info on all the stuff we want for Christmas 2018, like Nate's hunting boots, Travis's knife, or Emily's sunscreen, check out our links in the show notes. You can see those in your podcast app or go to castandblastfl.com and click on listen, and you'll see them in the notes for episode number 63. Later.